أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله my beloved brothers and respected elders Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us with a very beautiful and a very, very special gift. It's too close. And this beautiful and special gift, my dear brothers and respected elders, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us with is the beautiful and priceless gift of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in this world with Iman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us from this world with Iman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us on the frightening and fateful day of Hashr with perfect Iman, inshaAllah. It is also a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved brothers and respected elders, that He has granted each one of us tawfiq to gather here for a short while for the wadi and the fikr of His beautiful deen. To me and you, my beloved brothers, this might appear like a very ordinary gathering. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very, very Mubarak gathering. And only for the sake of understanding, my beloved brothers and respected elders, our beloved master, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to this effect, that a little while spent for the worry and the fikr of Allah's deen is greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than 70 years of uninterrupted nafil ibadat. So my beloved brothers and respected elders, again and again we have to remind ourselves that the success that every man is aspiring for, Allah has kept this success only in two things: obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way shown by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala, my beloved brothers, has sent us for a very, very short time in this world. And this time Allah has given us in dunya is a time and an opportunity not to make our dunya, my beloved brothers, but to make our akhirah that place where we are going to live for permanently, inshallah. The basis of the success, my dear brothers and respected elders, the most important and fundamental aspect is for correct yaqeen in the heart of a man. Correct yaqeen in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah chose to start with a negation, my dear brothers. La, that nothing and nobody can do. The doer is only Allah. Allah alone, my dear brothers, He is the owner of everything, the creator of everything, the creator of every condition, the controller of everything. Allah alone, my dear brothers and respected elders, He alone is our provider. He alone is our sustainer. He alone is our nourisher. Allah alone is our cherisher. Allah is all-hearing, my dear brothers. Allah is all-seeing. And Allah is the most just. La ilaha illallah. This yaqeen has to enter the deepest recesses of our hearts. That Allah can do whatever Allah wishes without the help of any of His creation. And that the entire creation can do absolutely nothing without the permission and without the order of Allah. And together with this, my dear brothers and respected elders, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that beautiful, that simple, that majestic way of life, my dear brothers, of Allah's beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the blueprint of how each one of us needs to live and conduct our lives. So much so, my dear brothers, that our internal and our external selves should imitate every single aspect of the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Over and above this, my beloved brothers and respected elders, we have to bring this yakin in our heart that any other way and any other system of life would lead to complete failure and disaster. So our primary mission in the world, my dear brothers and respected elders, is to bring this yaqeen into the deepest recesses of our heart. The brain is to understand what yaqeen we should have, but the place and the home and the house of yaqeen is the heart of a man. The beloved companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they understood this. They understood that accepting Islam was not only reciting La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but they understood that to bring this La ilaha illallah into the deepest recesses of the heart required effort upon effort upon effort. This is why they used to say, first we learned Iman, then we learned Quran. On the occasion of Fateh Makkah, my beloved brothers and respected elders, a group of Bedouins came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They accepted the shahadat at the hand of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Having recited this kalima, as they were leaving, they were turned around and in joy they began to sing at the top of their voices, that amanna, amanna, we have iman. Allah revealed ayat of Quran to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O Muhammad, tell them, they have only entered Islam, they have not yet got iman. To enter Islam is one thing, my beloved brothers, but to have complete iman in the recesses of the heart, this is something completely different. The beloved companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they understood this. More than this, they understood that the single criteria of how Allah is going to treat us in our next abode, the qabr, is based only on iman. There are no questions about salat, no questions about zakat, no questions about the other orders of Allah. Every single question in the qabr relates to iman and iman only. And this place, the qabr, is not an ordinary place, my beloved brothers and respected elders. On the occasion of Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a guided tour of Jannat, a guided tour of Jahannam. But our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions, I have not seen anything more terrifying than the azab of the qabr. Usman radiallahu anhu, when he used to go and visit the graveyards, he used to cry so much that his beard would drip with his tears. His companions used to ask him, why is it that when you hear about Jahannam, you don't respond in this way? So Usman radiallahu anhu explained to them that the grave is the first station of the akhirah. And if through Allah's mercy we pass this station in the grave, then the subsequent stages we will pass very, very easily. The beloved companions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they understood this. They were very, very, very concerned about their iman. On one occasion, my dear brothers and respected elders, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whom we believe that after Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest human being that walked on the face of this earth was none other than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He left his home and he was walking in the streets of Madina Munawwara. And there he hears in the distance somebody shouting at the top of his voice, Hanzala has turned munafiq. Hanzala has turned munafiq. So he rushes up to his friend Hanzala radiallahu anhu and he says to his friend, what is it you are saying? So Hanzala radiallahu anhu says to him, oh my beloved friend, I feel that I am a munafiq. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says to him, what do you mean? He says, when I am sitting in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I listen to the discourses of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my heart becomes soft, my heart becomes tender, tears run down my cheeks, and I feel as though I can see Jannat and I can see Jahannam before my very eyes. But when I leave the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when I leave that Mubarak environment, and when I'm involved in my personal and impersonal affairs, I feel the effects of the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam disappearing from my heart. For this reason I feel I am a munafiq. The great Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says to Hanzala radiallahu anhu, my case is exactly the same. Let us both go to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us present the scenario to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let us wait for his advices. So they both go to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They explain the situation to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says to them, to keep the fervor of iman, to keep the reality of iman always alive in our hearts, this is extremely rare. This is extremely rare. My beloved brothers and respected elders, let us examine who we are talking about. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was that personality, my dear brothers, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about him, that I have repaid every single person for his services to deen, except Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Only Allah will repay him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about him, my beloved brothers, that on the day of Qiyamah, all the eight doors of Jannah will be saying, O Abu Bakr, enter through me. Ulama explain that when a man enters Jannat, then any man who enters Jannat, that man would experience extreme joy. But when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu enters Jannat, then Jannat will experience extreme joy. Such a personality, my dear brothers, that when the expedition of Tabuk took place, and when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for contributions, he gave everything. On that occasion, not only did Allah send salam to him, Allah asked, send salam, and wanted to know, and informed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that Allah is happy with him. Is Abu Bakr happy with Allah? The other Sahabi, my dear brothers, he was such a person that on the day when Uhud took place, that was the day that he made nikah. He had just shared the bed of his wife, with his wife. He was on his way to the bath to take the Faraz Ghusl. And he heard the announcement that the Muslims are suffering a defeat at Uhud. He postpones this bath, my dear brothers. He puts on his armor and he rushes to the plains of Uhud. And he fights courageously. So courageously, my dear brothers and respected elders, that Allah accepted him to be a martyr. And when he was about to be buried, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba around him, that I see the angels giving ghusl to the brother. These were the kinds of people, my dear brothers, who were concerned about the condition and the quality of their iman. So what is the situation of me, and what is the situation of you, my dear brothers? This iman is the most important thing, is the most important requirement, is the passport of our qabr and our akhirat. For this reason, my dear brothers, jamaats go out all over the world. This beautiful deen of ours came with great sacrifice, great hardship. It's hard enough to read about it, but they lived it, and they achieved the greatest achievement of all mankind, which is the pleasure of Allah. On one occasion, my dear brothers, the most beloved of Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was busy in sujood before Baytullah, and the mushrikeen, they wanted to humiliate him. So they made mashura amongst themselves, and they decided to send one of them to collect the entrails of a camel. And they collected the entrails of the camel, my dear brothers, and they threw it on the Mubarak back of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His beloved daughter, 9 or 10 years old, she witnessed the scene, and she runs to her father, and she begins to clean his back, crying and cleaning his back. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds his daughter. He says, "Oh, my beloved daughter, do not cry. For one day shall arrive wherein every baked and unbaked home, the noor and the light of iman will come alive." This, my dear brothers and respected elders, this was the worry, this was the gham, this was the pain in the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How every single human being on this face of this earth can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and enter the beautiful Jannat that Allah has created for us. For this correction of yaqeen, to fulfill this responsibility, my dear brothers and respected elders, we have to employ the system that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said for his kind sahaba. And the system that was employed at that time, my dear brothers, was to go from person to person, from house to house, street to street, village to village, town to town, city to city, province to province, country to country, continent to continent, meeting people, inviting people, and introducing humanity to who is Allah, the greatness of Allah, the success in obeying the commands of Allah in the way shown by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are all ready to do this, inshallah. This great work, my dear brothers, this great effort of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this great responsibility that has been placed on the shoulder, not of the tabligh jamaat, it has been placed on the shoulder of every single reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. This work, like everything else in the world, this work also has to be learnt. And to learn to do this work, my dear brothers, first and foremost, we have to go out for 4 months in the path of Allah to learn the work that Allah gave to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah loved the most, to spend this 4 months in the company of those people in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, who have given their entire life for this effort. So who has not yet given 4 months, make intention at the first available opportunity, I will present myself for 4 months. So who's ready, my dear brothers? MashaAllah, give me, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, stand up and give your name, my dear. MashaAllah, Allah accept. MashaAllah, Abdul Rahim Qazi. Come, my dear brothers. All of us have to do it. MashaAllah. Allah accept, inshaAllah. Every single one needs this. This is the responsibility of every one of us, my dear brothers. Let us stand up and make niyat, inshaAllah. Then Allah will take us out. The first step is to make the niyat, inshaAllah. Zunaid, Zulan. Who else, my dear brothers? MashaAllah. Dawood bhai, MashaAllah.
Shafi.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Abdul Rashid bhai.
MashaAllah. Come, my dear brothers. This is the important time of the talk. Who is ready to stand up, my dear brothers? Stand up, my dear brothers. Break the back of shaitan. Sharif Ahmad, Allah accept, inshallah. Sheikh Nurul Amin, mashallah. 4 months, make niyat, inshallah. From Cape Town. Abdul Bai Umar, mashallah. We need a full house, my dear brothers. And together with this, my dear brothers and respected elders, very, very important. We need to attach ourselves to our masjid, mashallah, and join the local work, my dear brothers. What is the local work, my dear brothers? First and foremost, we should join the talim that is taking place in our masjid. This is very, very important. And together with the talim in the masjid, each one of us has to establish this talim in our homes. Today, everything around us is giving us silent dawah. We have to start this talim in our homes so that once again our families and our children, the heroes and heroines become Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his illustrious companions, inshallah. They live their lives to emulate that kind of lifestyle. And with this, we have to join the two gush that is taking place from every masjid. The local gush and the out gush, inshallah. We'll all try and do this, inshallah. Go out for 3 days every month and once a year, at least 40 days. Get involved and attach ourselves to this masjid, inshallah. Will everybody try and do this, inshallah? Allah accept us all.
All those brothers that are out and not in the Jamaat, they can give their names to Hafiz Hassan sir. And one important announcement, that next week our weekly Istima will take place on Thursday. Next week, the weekly Istima will take place on Thursday, inshallah. So in our halkas and our masajid, we make fikr to bring the brothers on Thursday, inshallah. Jazakallah. All those that got time, they can come forward.
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين